Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our program today features an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Dr. Joey Von Nessen, research economist in the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business and the chief economist at the University of South Carolina in Columbia.
And so as we look ahead into 2020 in housing, in terms of whether or not the housing markets across South Carolina will remain stable, one good way to see this is if we look at the FHFA, which is the house price index that allows us to see appreciation, the rate of appreciation over time, things look pretty steady overall. So housing is looking good going into 2020, despite the fact that we saw that a bit of a blip in late 2018. As we head into the forecast of what we're looking at for 2020, so all 46 counties in South Carolina have seen positive job gains in the last 12 months. The other interesting factor here to look at is that if we look at Greenville, Spartanburg, Columbia, and Charleston, we're seeing the more rural areas of South Carolina begin to catch up because this economic expansion, as it continues, it's filtering through to other regions of South Carolina. And secondly, we're beginning to see a labor shortage emerge in South Carolina because we have such a strong labor market now. And in many cases, what we're seeing in the major metropolitan regions is that companies see demand, but they simply can't find the people. So it's very hard to see employment growth rates that we have experienced over the last several years. It's very hard to see them continuing at their current rates. So it's not necessarily a surprise that we'd see a bit of a softening in these regions in South Carolina. So what is our forecast for 2020? Our outlook for the unemployment rate going forward, as I mentioned before, slower growth is what we're anticipating, but no recession in 2020. So our unemployment rate forecast, we anticipate that unemployment will remain at approximately 2.6%. Again, not really much room for the unemployment rate to drop. And the labor shortage in South Carolina, and to a certain extent in the U.S. as well, is going to continue to become more of a pressing issue and limit our growth going forward. Because even if we see, for example, a positive resolution to these ongoing trade disputes, and we see a significant scaling up of activity, we have to find the people to be able to do that. And that's going to be an issue that South Carolina continues to face. Our outlook for employment growth for 2020, 1.5%. That's down from what we've seen over the last 24 months, where employment growth has averaged about 2%. Again, a softening of growth is what we anticipate continuing into the new year. Positive growth, but not at the rate that we have seen in 2019 or certainly in 2018. And then finally, our forecast for total personal income growth for 2020, we expect that to continue to tick upwards to about 5.6% overall average for 2020. Again, a very strong market for workers, and we expect to continue to see these great wage gains across all occupation types, including those at the lower end of the pay scale in 2020. So we continue to move ahead and see the positive benefits associated with this labor market as a whole. So our bottom line as we wrap up, slower growth, as I mentioned, for 2020, no current recession expected. Now, a recession is more likely today than it was 1 year ago, and that's primarily because lower growth always means that any given shock is more likely to derail our expansion. So that is fairly normal. But again, right now, we are not expecting that. We see continued slower growth in 2020. Our economy has remained very resilient in the face of these economic headwinds and these trade shocks, but the labor shortage will continue to be a bottleneck for growth. So is it possible to get to employment gains that were the level that we were seeing even 2 or 3 years ago? It's really hard to see how we get back to that level. So that's certainly an issue that South Carolina will continue to have to address. But these lower employment gains, as I mentioned, will lead to higher wage growth in the new year as well. So still a very strong market for South Carolina workers as a whole. And the last statement to really sum this up is that when we look ahead 12 to 18 months from now, after 2020 is over, and we look back and compare 2020 to 2019, I think we'll say that 2020 was a good year, but probably not quite as good as 2019.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt came from Dr. Joey Von Nessen, Chief Economist at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, in their Division of Research at the Moore School of Business. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.